This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
The Bishops of Manchester and Stockport are to hold a conference to equip individuals, churches and communities to respond practically to the needs of refugees and asylum seekers. The Bishop of Manchester, Dr. David Walker, explains why Christians and churches should get involved, especially in light of recent events in Calais.
Why do you think it's important for church communities to offer a place of welcome for those seeking refuge?
I think, first of all, there's a biblical mandate, and we go right the way back to the Old Testament, to the formation of the people of Israel, and they were told that they had a special duty towards the poor, the widow, the orphan, and the alien in their land, the stranger, the person who didn't belong to the community, but who had fetched up among them. And so I think we do have a duty of welcome to people who are lawfully here. In terms of refugees and asylum seekers, they've typically fled horrendous circumstances in their home countries. And we're simply carrying out today what God first instructed his people to do several thousand years ago. So I think that's the start of it. I think beyond that, we have developed the notion of sanctuary, and that for those who are in fear and terror, who flee for their lives, that we ought to be a place as a church where some sort of sanctuary from that is provided. And I guess also as Anglicans, although the conference that we're having isn't strictly for Church of England people only, I think we have the five marks of mission of the Worldwide Anglican Communion that give us an injunction, firstly, to care for those in need, and refugees and asylum seekers certainly are in great need, and to speak out and act out against injustice. And again, those who've fetched up here through these reasons have arrived as a result of suffering huge injustices, persecution, some cases torture, warfare taking place around them that they're entirely innocent of. They are those who suffered a great injustice, and we have a command in our own Anglican principles of mission to respond appropriately to that.
And you mentioned the conference on the 19th of November, which will help equip churches to offer support to refugees and asylum seekers. Do you think the church is well placed to offer that support? And what can the delegates expect from the conference?
I think we are very well placed. I mean, firstly, because of the kind of the theological and scriptural reasons that I've referred to. But then, you know, we are, as churches, we're present in every community. And so wherever refugees, asylum seekers end up, there will be a church somewhere close by. And you know, the church that my wife attends, a couple of miles away from where we live, they recently began a weekly welcome session for asylum seekers. It's run as part of a government program, so it's entirely in line with what the government are wanting us to do. And it provides a hot lunch and a chance for people to meet and hold conversation in a relaxed and welcoming format. And so in every community we've got places that can afford that welcome. And we have volunteers, people who have a bit of time on their hands maybe, who can be that welcome and help those people. What the conference is going to do is to help both individuals and groups to understand some of the context in which that welcome is able to be offered, to know something of what can practically be done, to know something of the different government schemes available, the law on asylum, the particular situation that appertains to young people, to children, those who are under the age of 18 among us, and something about the kind of trauma, understand the trauma that people who've arrived in this sort of way in this country might have undergone, and therefore how best to engage with them in a way that's sensitive to that. So this is a very practically based conference day for people who want to be able to give practical help in their own local churches and communities.
You mentioned the trauma that these refugees can face. Recently, there have been some pretty harrowing scenes from Calais in the news. How has this affected the way you see the crisis of mass migration that Europe is currently experiencing?
Yeah. And I think all that's happened around Calais highlights the fact that this is a politically very sensitive subject. Governments get very little support in their home countries, typically for showing welcome and generosity. There seem to be very few votes in that. And I think what has happened in Calais this last few weeks has been so clearly unnecessary, particularly the fact that for several months, despite the passing of the Dubs Amendment, despite clear parliamentary mandate in this country, I think the government was very reluctant to be seen to be taking practical steps that were going to encourage potentially people to come to this country. And so in the end, we've had a very hasty evacuation of children from that camp into the UK. At least we have managed to get many of those children who have an entitlement to come here. But it all happened in much greater haste than was necessary. We've known this was the case. This is what Parliament had decided for some months, and for a long, long time, until the destruction of the camp was imminent, nothing was happening.
Individuals watching the news and seeing these scenes unfold, what do you think that they can do, and how can they offer their support?
And the first thing always for Christians to do is to pray. We hold situations before God, and as we do that, we find the world becomes a different place and we become different people in that world. And so I would never want to underestimate the absolute centrality of prayer to all that we do. And that prayer then helps us, I think, to sustain us for the practical courses of action that we can take. The many different ways in which a church can host some kind of event or activity on a regular basis that brings together ordinary members of the congregation together with those who are fairly newly arrived in this country and are seeking friendship and solace, practical help and often assistance in improving their English language skills. But I think there's also something else that's increasingly on my heart, and that is that we all have a role in standing up to some of the negative comments about asylum seekers that we see expressed in public, sometimes in the media, sometimes on social media, sometimes just in the street. And I think some rather unpleasant examples in these last few weeks of people arguing over the ages of those who are being accepted as children to come into the UK, I think has shown some of our society in its worst light. And I think we as Christians have a position as over racism, as over other forms of discrimination, we have a locus to stand up to that and to say no, you know, that is not the case and we don't accept these views. And maybe if every day your daily newspaper's front page is full of something which is vilifying those who are fleeing in terror and seeking refuge here, then maybe it's time to change that newspaper and maybe write to the editor and explain why you're doing so.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.